USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is honoring the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., speaking virtually during the annual Blessed Community Service at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. Biden says the United States is still in need of the message King delivered in his final sermon.
Let's remember that the final call of Dr. King, which was, let us move on in these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be. That's our charge.
Former Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes the nation is still on track to have the majority of Americans vaccinated for COVID-19 by the summer. Azar saying despite the slow rollout, 50 million doses have been made available and 14 million Americans have gotten their first shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
After letting a virus leave its country and cause a pandemic across the world, China's economy is continuing to rebound.
Chinese officials said Monday that their GDP expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down most economic activity. In April of 2020, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open up their wallets. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A California man is under arrest for felony criminal trespassing after they say he lived inside O'Hare International Airport in Chicago for 3 months. Prosecutors saying Aditya Singh has made his home at O'Hare since mid-October because he was scared to fly because of the coronavirus. The man taken into custody Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says data on a new vaccine could be coming soon.
The nation's top disease expert says the U.S. is just weeks away from possibly approving another coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines developed by Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca could soon have enough data gathered to be considered for an emergency use authorization from the FDA. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that data could come within a week or so.
They have a lot of events meaning infections within the context of the trial. So their data, I think, very soon, I would imagine within a period of a week or so, or at the most a couple of weeks, they're going to be getting their data together and showing it to the FDA. Obviously, they're going to have to get their data and safety monitoring board to look at it to see if it is appropriate to start, you know, essentially putting the package together to get an emergency use authorization. But we're weeks away, not months away for sure.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Deplatformed social media website Parler may return by the end of January, coming after the site reappeared online after Amazon Web Services took it down due to alleged violations. That's according to Parler CEO John Mates. Parler appears to have registered its domain with Epic Web Hosting, which also hosts Gab, another conservative site. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.